Amen. Hallelujah. How many really have it as a true testimony? My help. Hallelujah. You got to hold on and be strong. Because my help. Also be strong in the Lord. And in the power of not our might. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Amen. We bless the Lord. We thank God this afternoon.
Thank you, Lord.
and Abednego. And these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down bound in the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Then Nebuchadnezzar, the king, was astonished, and rose up in haste and spake and said unto his counselors,
deliver us.
that my kids brought out on Wednesday. I'm not going to steal his word, but I'm going to repeat it. Amen.
Amen.
Many times, we fail to see the miracle that God has already performed before he performed it. We fail to see the healing before we get healed. We fail to see that God has made a way before he does it. Because we look at where we are. Hallelujah. We're not like those of faith, hold of faith, and say they were persuaded. Even though they had not received the promises, but they saw them far off. You know, sometimes in our situation, it might look like the worst of the worst. Hallelujah. But we should be able to see by faith.
Thank you.
So he stood up and he said, "True, King, we do not in that they were." Now, right? So now they're wrapped up, they got coats, they got hats, they got everything on, right? They do them in.
Because when the squires came, she took and hid.
after the scarlet thread, he said, we will save him. And just for your knowledge, Rahab the harlot was Jesus' great-great-grandmother. Right? Why? Because God will deliver before he delivers. Well, she was a harlot. And the Bible said when the men came, her house was on the wall. Amen. So the walls of Jericho were so broad, I think they said three chariots to go around the wall at the same time. Her house was on the wall. She let the men go down on the wall. They said, now when we come back, if we see the scarlet thread, everything that's in that house, he said, we will set them free. So then when the Lord, I'm going to speed it up for you. So when the Lord comes back on the seventh day, we know that when they shouted, all the walls, on the seventh day when they shouted, all the walls. But then Joshua looked at those two young men. There was only one portion of the wall that was still.
Maybe you feel like you lost all hope and that nothing can help you. You got to speak to that crowd and say, God can and God will deliver me. Hallelujah. Well, what do you mean? God will deliver you before he delivers. In the book of Isaiah, the scripture says, before you call, God will answer. What? You mean before I can even call?
What I like about God
starts to get us
out of here.
Because once you go out of here, you forfeit the promises. Your deliverance is delayed. Why? Because you are out of here. And then you try to work things out your way, but the Bible says the weapons of our warfare are not called, but they're mighty. You got to stick in here. Mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imagination, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bring it into. Yes, Lord, bring it in. Lord, bring it to captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Well, you know what? When you start being obedient to Christ, God will deliver you. As long as we walk according to our own understanding, God cannot deliver us. We have to speak by faith. Deliverance. Let me give you one more illustration of someone who was delivered before they were delivered. The Bible says that by faith, Noah, being warned of things that had not yet happened, moved with fear, amen, and he went ahead and prepared an ark before it even rained. Why? Because he said, you know, by faith, I'm going to be delivered before I'm delivered. So by faith, even though it had never rained at that time, see, that's when you really have to start letting God talk to you. What's that? Why do you think only 8 people were saved in that whole world at that time? Because they had never seen rain. So because Noah was speaking about his deliverance before he delivered it, they could not get it. They couldn't understand it because they could not see it. The Bible said Noah did not have to see it by natural eyes, but he saw it by faith. And he moved with fear to the preparing of the soul. And then the Bible said, Noah, the eighth person, a preacher of righteousness, was saved by faith. How long did Noah preach the same message? 120 years. He preached the same message. But they weren't delivered because they were walking by sight and not by faith. When you walk by faith, you say, listen, I don't know where, but I see my deliverance. I don't have to wait for God to perform this miracle. I see my deliverance before he. Then the Bible says that God cannot deny himself, neither can he deny his word. So when you speak it, God has to honor it. When you speak a word to God, God has to honor it. Now, God says, don't come unto me like a sheep or a lamb. The Bible says, come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in a time of need. Who's in need this afternoon? Then you got to come boldly. Somebody said, well, I ain't so sure God can do it. Excuse my grammar, but I just got to go like that. I ain't so sure God can if God can. You got to come boldly. Because when I come boldly, so whatever you bring to Jesus, if he's going to give you rest, you can't take it back.
Come on.
If you bring it to him, don't leave the altar and take it back. Because if you come to the altar and then you take it back, he can't give you rest. So a lot of us all mess up in our mind because we try to do stuff that only God can do. By faith, speak to that situation. By faith, speak to that thing. And say, you know what? If God can deliver Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego from a burning fiery furnace, if God can do that for them, what can God not do for me? But you have to receive it by faith. We have to speak into existence the things that do not exist. Somebody said, well, how do you feel? I tell my wife all the time, I say, people say, how do you feel? I thought I'm getting a tad older. speak by faith what I want God to do, and then God will deliver me before I deliver. So when somebody asks you how you feel, say, I got Jesus on my side, then that's enough. I don't know which way God's going to take me. I don't know how God's going to fix it. But one thing I do know, I'm not going to stay awake, wake all night, trying to figure out what God has to figure out. You got to test God. It's not staying awake all night. How many know that Jesus will fix it? I said, how many know Jesus will fix it after a while? Stop worrying about it. Stop being anxious. Hallelujah. The Bible said,
Moses, so shall I be with you.
He says, look at somebody say, no man. No man will be able to stand before you as I was with Moses, so shall I be with you. But he said, but the qualification for this blessing is that this book of the law shall not depart out of my mouth. He said, I shall not turn to the left or to the right. But thou shalt meditate in it day and night. He said, then will I make your way prosperous. And you want to have good success.
Well, if you can have good success, that means you can have bad success. Y'all with me?
Well, how do you get good success? How do you get deliverance? How do you get God's help?
Look at somebody and say, you got to stay in the Word.
Listen, you got to stay in the Word. All of that psychology and stuff don't help. Beware.
Lest any man spoil you
through philosophy and vain deceit. Why?
Because that stuff takes you away from Christ.
When you just walk by faith,
you're saying, God, I surrender all. As we all stand. When we walk by faith, we say, Lord, I surrender all. And if I look at things at face value, I do.
Can you imagine Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego when they threw them, the men that were throwing them in the fire got was slain. But God is a deliverer. Threw them in, they were slain. But God said, wait a minute, you're my child. So God burned off the ropes, but didn't touch nothing else. Because he is our deliverer. We need to start taking God at his word. You know, when you ever have trouble, go to the Word of God. You can't figure out what to do? Go to the Word of God. Because the Word promises, if we go to the Word of God, that God will bless us. Somebody said, well, I've been trying to do that. Well, the problem is you have the wrong delight. Delight is what you treasure or focus the most on. So if I want God to give me the desire of my heart, I have to delight myself in the Lord. Then as I delight myself in the Lord, he will give me the desires of my heart. How many want deliverance? I mean serious deliverance. Speak to your tribes. Speak to your situations by faith. Don't walk according to our understanding. Don't walk according to your knowledge. Because our knowledge is contrary to God. Just say, God, I surrender all that is. Hallelujah.